I want you to relax and to discover a safe place where you can close your eyes and go inside and allow your inner mind to do work for yourself. It's easy. Sometimes you find solutions by dreaming. You're confused. You sleep. You have a good sleep. You may not even remember your dream. You wake up in the morning. You're walking to work, and the feeling of the solution comes through your body as a sense of confidence. And suddenly, your thoughts rearrange themselves in a new way so that you could have a new understanding and appreciate your own ability to create new solutions, to put together new ideas, and to synthesize old experiences into new possibilities. So as you're relaxing, noticing your breath, as you notice your breath rising and falling, and you have that inner intention to go to that level of trance that's most important for you, to do the work that you chose to do by the mere act of putting this tape into your recorder. I believe that you know how unique you are, that your own experiences are like a gold mine of possibilities. Some of them may seem like lead, dense, and not easily worked with. And yet, some may seem like gold, shiny, bright, and valuable, filled with solar energy. And during this tape, you can feel free to use your resources to transmutate lead to gold inside of yourself. And I'm going to have you focus your inner awareness on a specific topic of public speaking, of being in front of a group. And it may be that I'm talking about being in front of a group, and your inner mind may need to do something completely different than what I'm talking about for you to be able to access and put together what you're being asked to do. Therefore, it's important that you just relax and that my words are meant for a place inside of yourself that your conscious mind doesn't need to know about. It can eavesdrop some, but only as much as it's permitted to hear safely. And certainly, your conscious mind is welcome to go to the beach. It's welcome to go to some wonderful place, a mountain stream, a well of cold water on a hot day. It's welcome to enjoy itself, to listen to the music, and to travel to faraway places safely, to come up with ideas and creative possibilities to enjoy and to work with. It doesn't even have to know or focus exactly on my words at any time during this tape, because I know that your inner mind and the place inside of yourself that knows how to be a good speaker, that knows how to communicate, can listen and grow while I'm talking. And that ability can surface at the appropriate times in your life as you need it. Otherwise, it can remain in your unconscious as a skill, as a resource that you can call upon whenever you need to. I want you to start by recalling memories that you may have about being in front of a group. It could go back a long time in your life. It could even be early childhood memories where you were being shown off and presented. Or it could be memories of different times in school where you had to present, or maybe memories that you were scolded in front of the group, or memories that you were praised in front of a group. You received awards and acknowledgement. It's important to realize that all of your memories are experiential resources. You don't have to relive your bad memories, neither do you have to consider them bad memories. You could consider them resources of lead that can be transmutated into gold. And I'm going to ask you now to look over all of your memories. And I want you to do that efficiently, so that you could review your experiences of being in front of a group. And I'd like you to take from those experiences what is most important for you. You can take something now, or you may come back and take it later. So it's important that you organize, put together, file, and organize again those experiences into a resource. Now, while you're doing that, any experiences that you come across that may tighten your body or distract you, you can begin and continue and even complete the process of healing. You would imagine those memories as challenges that you did not have the tools, the resources, to successfully meet at the time. Therefore, it may have seemed traumatic, hurtful, or painful. Whereas now, you're older, you have more experiences, and you have an ability to put together resources to see yourself, hear yourself, because you want to heal your voice along with this, and feel yourself, drawing upon your own new strengths, so that in your past, lead can be transmutated to gold. Now, you can be breathing colors into these experiences. In fact, you can start the process of imaging colors now. You can breathe in blue, green, yellow, orange, red, indigo, violet, or any combination of colors that can be mobile, moving, and flexible. And your exhales would be exhaling gray, exhaling the residue of the lead, so that you have a deep inner sense of safety and a continuing movement of color and tone. That your inner mind can carry on as you're listening, so that you could synthesize, that is, you could learn the art of taking out whatever you need for your own future. And you could be pleasantly surprised at those possibilities emerging. And you could enjoy all of your own experiences as learnings. And you could have a sense of accomplishment, knowing that all you need to be an excellent and successful communicator in front of a group is there within inside of you. So I want you to reassemble your memories, healing any places of difficulty, and put them together in a new way. Reassemble them creatively so that you could constantly be adapting and changing as necessary. And you could simultaneously recall in your experiences other people whom you have known, who have spoken in public, and you could begin the process of reviewing your experiences of them. And I want you to allow your inner mind to see, hear, and feel the movements of these speakers. You may see them on television or in a movie. You may see them in person. You may see them not at all, but have heard them over a radio or through a tape. You could absorb the quality of their voice, and you could allow yourself to memorize in your own body any special postures and any special methods and means of communing that you found important. And I want you to synthesize what it is you need of these experiences and observations, and simultaneously toss out whatever it is that's not necessary for your own style, for your own way that you could appreciate your own sense of calmness, awareness, knowledge, preparation, a sense of purpose, and a renewed sense of fire inside of yourself, so that you could have a new feeling of relaxing, a relaxed awareness, being in front of a group, and yet feeling yourself as part of the group. Being a leader, and yet knowing in a humble way the sense of being a follower. It's like a yin and yang. At the moment you're in front of the group, the next moment you may be in the group, watching another leader and being with another leader in front of the group, so that you begin to focus not so much on the information, because that will have been put together, assembled, and mastered by you. And it is important to do that. And you can have a purpose that would guide you in presenting information to the group. But there's another level you also can focus on. You could use your sense of energy to tune into and feel and sense each person in the group individually, as well as the group as a whole. And through your own movements and voice, using them as a tool, the way a musician would use an instrument to create a concert, you can begin to intertwine energetic patterns through the group. And that these patterns can take on shapes and forms within the information being communicated, so that the information is not just information, it becomes a carrier of healing energy. And when your group leaves, they can have a sense of that healing having taken place, while simultaneously could have a sense of accomplishment, and that their minds have listened to and learned a great deal from your presentation. And there's nothing to hide. It takes energy to hide something. And through this tape, as you're learning that new sense of calmness and relaxed awareness, you could use your inner fire to heal whatever it is inside of yourself that you need to be with, to allow your own essence to be there with the group that you're speaking to and communicating with. I want you to have a sense of slowing down, relaxing, and allowing your own resources to help you stay on purpose with the exact amount of fire necessary to create the healing response, while at the same time communicating the appropriate material. And with that in mind, focus on your new and growing public speaking abilities. Focus as an artist at all the ways and all the different groups and all the different energies that you may be facing, so that you have an immense sense of security in your own abilities to create and put together on the spot what's needed for each group. And you have an immense sense of the material, a knowledge that you could integrate and recompose that material into something that would fit into the energetic needs of each group, and yet the material would never have to be compromised. It could just be presented in newer and newer creative ways. And you could begin to experience yourself and guide yourself with these images, and you could enjoy the group process unfolding. You could appreciate from a place inside of yourself the group process emerging, and you could witness the beauty and the joy of being and having the honor to present as a public speaker. And allow your dreams to continue reviewing and working with this tape over and over again, so that my words are merely a catalyst for you to assemble your own creative presence and appreciate it. Enjoy, create well, and dream well.